Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Adventures in Blockchain. This is the podcast is all about blockchain development. I'm Gregory from DAP University, and I've got my co-panelists, Roman and Bruno, here to talk about blockchain programming. And we also have a guest, Ernie from HTML Coin, who's going to, you know, weigh in on what he's working on at HTML Coin. And we're going to have a, you know, panel discussion about blockchain development. And he's going to, you know, kind of be our guest today. So welcome, everybody, to the episode.
Hi, everyone. This is Roman. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bruno. And nice seeing everyone here again.
Awesome. And we've also got our guest, Ernie, on the channel today. Welcome, Ernie.
Hello, guys. Thank you for the invite. I'm already the guest.
Yeah, very cool. So I'm really excited for this episode today. So Ernie is actually connected with Bruno on the podcast, you know, one of our co-panelists. So I'm going to let Bruno take it over from here and kind of lead the questioning, the interrogation of Ernie. So Bruno, you want to take it from here?
Sure thing. Are you ready, Ernie?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. First things first, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Like, tell them what you do at HTML Coin.
Okay. I'm a JavaScript developer, full stack. And at HTML Coin,
sort of like tell us what does exactly HTML Coin, what is it exactly, what kind of company is it?
Okay. It is a blockchain company. They are hybrid coin, which they mix up with Bitcoin and Ethereum. So if you want to work with HTML Coin to send currency like Bitcoin, Litecoin, or any other coins, you can do that. And if you would like to work with smart contracts, you can do that as well on HTML Coin.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a an exchange of sorts.
I wouldn't say exchange of sorts, but I guess we can kind of say that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you said that you can work with smart contracts in there, right? Is that using the Ethereum-based smart contracts?
Yes, but not the Ethereum blockchain net.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you guys have your own blockchain network?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. And so what do you, like you said you're a JavaScript full stack developer, right?
Yes.
So do you work with the blockchain, or do you do like their website stuff? What is it that you exactly program over there?
I didn't get the chance to work on a smart contract yet, but right now we are working on a token called Sovereign Money, which it will run on HTML coin blockchain. And this Sovereign Money, it will be a token, and it works like we could say local money. You will start in the Philippines first, and then we will see where the Sovereign Money token can go to. And I don't know if you guys ever saw or read an article about local coins that they are doing. Like in Mexico, it happened. Somebody created a local coin there, a local token, and you know, the banks didn't like that idea very much. But so that's pretty much it for now. And and since it is a token on the HTML coin blockchain, what we can do is when they create the token using Solidity, what we can do is we get all the information from that token, and which address the balance from which address has the Sovereign Money token or any token, and send tokens to each other. See balance, create the address, and pretty much this is it.
So, like the HTML coin is, I assume it's a own cryptocurrency, and I would be curious how does it work, like in terms of what consensus mechanism is in there, who runs the nodes, who makes the blocks. Could you tell us a little bit more about the technical details about this blockchain?
Yes. The blockchain technologies that HTML coin uses, it's they use a double SHA to provide the cryptographic the hash. They use we can create a decentralized applications like Sovereign Money is one of them, but it is on focused on tokens. We have another example I can give is the Alt Health Hash, which is the doctor can create a form for the patients, and every record for that patients, it is saved in that blockchain. So the patient has the private key, and the doctor as well has the private key, and we can see the patient records, and the patient can show anybody what health records he has from that doctor.
Oh, that's an interesting product to talk about, because well, we're used to talking about currencies with blockchain, you know, doing the like Bitcoin and Ethereum and everything like that. And we did talk a little bit about in the past about blockchain for business, and you know, the scenarios that we could use blockchain other than cryptocurrencies. So from what you told us, HTML is doing something in that aspect for medical records, right? So could you like talk a little bit about that and how do like how is it working? Is it like already launched?
It is already launched. It is on their website, altshash.org, and you can see the dApps they have there. And as well with some other dApps like my offspring, which is the birth certificate on the blockchain, and some others.
That's pretty cool. So in HTML coin, apparently you have a lot of decentralized apps like being built and published at the company. So does the company do like if I want to create a decentralized app, for example, can I contact the company and you know ask them, okay, how do I do this? Will you do it for me?
Yes, you can contact them. They will give you some support for if you have any technical issues or blockchain issues or HTML coin issues. We actually also have some Telegram groups, community, and. Mm-hmm.
So how does the consensus mechanism work? Like, who runs the blockchain? Does it use like a proof of work, proof of authority, proof of stake mechanism?
They're mechanisms. I can't say for sure if they work on a proof of work. Because they have been before I joined HTML coin, I was reading they were updating their mechanism or something, and I didn't get the chance to know how it is working for now.
That's fine. Okay, yes. Got it.
Awesome. Ernie, you said you work with JavaScript on the HTML coin, right? What was your career up until then? Like, what were the key knowledges that you had to start working with that blockchain company?
Okay, the key knowledge that I can say it was more critical. Was about running up the coin nodes, the full nodes, so you can interact with the RPC or blockchain API. So
in infrastructure level.
Yes, in an infrastructure level, mm-hmm. The full nodes, like coins, the local coins, HTML coin local server. If you want to run a node for that coin, you can. But if you don't have to, like if you want to work directly only with dApps, for instance, not the server side, but most of the client side, you can use the open URL, which is available to everybody, so you can communicate with that.
Oh, awesome! So you guys provide a like a node infrastructure, and you accept custom infrastructures to join your blockchain as well.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. How does that work, the infrastructure? You said that you work with JavaScript, right? Is the infrastructure like Node.js, or can I put my own infrastructure in Python, for example? Does it use RESTful APIs?
Well, you can use Python too as well. You can customize it I mean, I don't see no problem because they, or you know, they know it's URL, it's open, and if you want to communicate, interact with them, you can use pretty much any language to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like an API that you have open.
Yeah, an API. Yes.
Awesome. And you are working in the infrastructure of the app. Could you tell us a little bit about how does that infrastructure work? Like, are you using some specific set of technologies, and how is it, you know, working with the blockchain?
Okay. The infrastructure, it's public. That's why anyone can use the API and communicate with the blockchain.
Perfect. And when did you join HTML Coin?
This month, it will be a year. Was last year I joined HTML Coin.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you know anything, the time, like in June 2017, I believe like HTML Coin suffered a 51% attack on this blockchain. So I would be curious to know if you know anything about that and what happened there.
I don't know anything about the 51% attacks on the HTML coin, but what I have read about it was when Bitcoin crashed on 2017. Not only Bitcoin dropped, but every coin, but HTML coin was 42 satoshis. And they went to 42 satoshis to worth 4 satoshis, you know. And it's a little bit more than 85% value. But and also there were an exchange that was committing some fraud. I don't know what exchange was, but even if I knew, I don't know if I could say the name, you know. But anyways, that's not the issue here. What happened to the exchange? They were committing issues. The FBI took down their service, and there were a big community there using HTML coin, and everybody had their addresses taken. So that was very bad news for HTML coin and the community. But about the 51% attacks, I can't say.
If you could, like, without using the names of the exchanges, like, could you, like, is it possible for us to know what actually happened? Like, what the exchange did that?
I have talked to people that was using that exchange, and they say one day was work fine, and then the other day I went to the website and there was the FBI homepage right there. And then I went to the email to verify to see what was going on. I had an email from the FBI that the exchange was committing fraud and they were investigating. And if they have any more news or anything about it, they will let they would let them know. But until then, nothing yet. So they must be investigating.
Oh wow! That is a danger, like a danger of using exchanges, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sort of like worked like a bank, right? They keep all of the wallets and everything. And when that happens, that's pretty bad news for everyone that has their money in that exchange.
Yes. Well, it's very unfortunate. I mean, especially for any person that uses the cryptocurrencies, and for us developers that works with it, or anyone that works with cryptocurrencies, that is actually pretty bad news for us and for the market, because create exchanges to fraud and use very bad the cryptocurrencies, and that's why that's not only the reason, that's not the only reason, but the government don't like, banks doesn't like, and everyone should have at least some good sense about it,
Totally.
What happened to an exchange in Canada, Quadria. The CEO died. They said that he was the only one with the private key for their clients, so their clients doesn't have access to the address. So they lost money.
Oh, and, wow.
And about some weeks before here, I was reading, and the good thing that we can see everything on the blockchain. So what happened is they saw on the blockchain that the address from that CEO who was dead, and he was supposed to be the only one with the private key. He transferred some coins to some other address, and take advantage.
Oh yeah, taking advantage of the power that they have, right?
Yeah, and the blockchain cryptocurrency, it's a pretty beautiful thing that we have for us, for our community and society. That I feel like it's a big change on the financial market, and some people take advantage from it. That it does not look good for us.
Right. Perfect. During this year at HTML Coin, could you tell us what were your challenges like as a JavaScript developer there?
The challenge that I have up most is since it is a decentralized HTML coins decentralized, it's a new model. So for me to sit and read and understand about decentralization, it was a little challenge for me, because it's very different. When you centralize stuff, when you use a centralized system, the user does not see the difference, but as a developer for us, it is a different model, and we can use some centralized pattern on the decentralized system or API or anything you are working on. Not only challenging, but it was kind of new to me, and that was the most challenging that I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like learning about the how everything decentralized work and how to apply it in your apps and everything. And did you find a lot of source material for that? Where did you go to learn about decentralization?
Okay. I actually went to their website, not only HTML coin, but also the other coins that was that is decentralized, mm-hmm. like Bitcoin, Litecoin. You have a documentation there. And also, if you go up to Google, and you always find something very interesting there, and like in the Medium website, there's a lot of people talking about, and some great forums, Reddit as well, and LinkedIn as well. Yes, there's a lot of not only developers but people who are traders. They know what blockchain is. They know what decentralization is, and they are on the financial market, but they know what a cryptocurrency is. They know the differences between decentralized and centralized.
Yeah, I would say that was my sort of like my main source of knowledge about decentralization was talking to other people. Because like you can read a lot about decentralization on the internet, like you said, Medium, Reddit, they have a lot of great communities there talking a lot about decentralization. But you know, it's talking to people that you actually get to know, like what are the differences and how do they implement decentralization in their own apps. You know, like the real world work of those people.
Yes, true that. And also, you know, the white papers, they come very handy. So if you are interested in a coin project or into cryptocurrency, I suggest everyone to take their white paper and read through and see what the project is about, what market they are covering, what they are offering the community, and if they have any partnership and how they work, what programming languages does they have, where they are based from, and also with that, you know, before you put your money into that project or into that cryptocurrency, read about it and go. If you go into the community and ask about the coin or that project, because you know, there is always a fraudulent project that that appears only to take money, and people already have only eyes for the money, and they want to make money, and they don't care about the project, or they only trust this project is true. It is a good project, but they didn't read about it. They didn't talk to anyone about it. They don't know what's going on. They just put their money there and, you know, they do believe they will receive something, but at the end, you know, they lose their time, their money, and too bad.
So who would be the audience for your project HTML coin? Who, like, why would I want to buy your coin, and like how would they use it?
Okay, nowadays on HTML coin, I see they are more than a blockchain company than a cryptocurrency. So you can use HTML coin as Bitcoin. You can buy it, but the main the main people they are after. It's companies that needs decentralization and devs that want to make some decentralized apps about it on the blockchain net.
Then so does it have like a smart contract language to write the app?
Yes. HTML coin uses the same as Ethereum.
Okay. So how does it, like, I just barely, I mean, while we were talking, I went to the althash.org and I downloaded, created a wallet, but it doesn't appear to seem that it has the same cryptography as the Ethereum wallets. And also I look at the HTML coin explorer. It looks like it uses the like Bitcoin scheme as the addresses. So I wonder, how does the Solidity, like Ethereum virtual machine, works with this type of cryptographic keys?
I didn't get to understand very clear your question. Can you repeat it, please?
Sure. So the most of the like EVM based networks, they use they use electric curve cryptography is like the way they generate the public and private keys, and they have a specific scheme to do that. And most of the addresses has like a 20 bytes length, and it starts with like 0x. And comparing to Bitcoin uses the different electric curve cryptography, and so the format looks different as well. Like for example, in Bitcoin, like the legacy Bitcoin addresses, they all start with one, and also Bitcoin used the UTXO model to calculate the balances. Like that's how you know that how much Bitcoin you have currently right now. Comparing to Ethereum using the global state machine. So I'm very familiar with like how Ethereum works and how you can write a smart contract in Solidity. I'm trying to understand like how can I use the HTML coin wallet to interact with the Solidity smart contract.
Oh, I see. I mean, since it's a hybrid coin, they mix Bitcoin with Ethereum. You have a HTML coin wallet, and you have HTML coins, somebody has sent you some tokens, but that, you know, the token, specific token was made by Solidity. So they use the same address for you to transfer coins and tokens, and the same wallet address. It is also you can use to interact with smart contracts on the HTML coin as well. They use both code bases, and I know Ethereum, they use the virtual machines as well. I mean, I know the hashes are different than Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys have any more questions or anything else to say?
Yeah, totally. I've got a quick question kind of before we wrap it up here today, Ernie. Again, yeah, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today. So, you know, if people want to find out more about HTML coin and how they can use it, or maybe even contact you, how do they do that?
You guys can go to htmlcoin.com to see the website and get started there to see how it works. They also they have some video there explaining some latest news and also about the features as well. The structure. Also, they you can see what exchanges are using are listing HTML coin and the pay system, and about the use of HTML coin, you guys can check out the outhash.org to create a wallet there and using HTML coin. And also see their dApps there. There are some community dApps made by the community, and some dApps that was made by the HTML coin.
Cool. Very cool. Awesome. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up for today. Ernie, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today to talk about, you know, HTML coin and your experience working there. So again, thanks everybody for checking out this episode. This has been your co-panelists, Gregory and Roman and Bruno. So thanks again for coming on the channel today, Ernie.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you a lot for the invite. Thank you.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, again, this has been another episode of Adventures in Blockchain. All right. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bandwidth for this segment is provided by CacheFly, the world's fastest CDN. Deliver your content fast with CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com to learn more.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.